Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on April 14th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
All right, you can find out all about our mini adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, we love live music. And also, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm excellent, Joe. How are you?
I'm great. I'm
I just want to let you know you were right yesterday. The sun did come out. it was foggy in the morning, but the sun came out, and it was gorgeous.
It was gorgeous. It doesn't work just for Annie Oakley.
It looks like it's going to do the same thing today.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. In my world, it was a very crazy night. There are 100,000 people trying to make their way to Southern California, actually Indio, for guess what, Jackie?
Oh, is that Coachella?
Coachella. I talked to some people for whom it's just not the same as it was, and I talked to other people, including a guy, can you get this, from Turkey, who's out of his mind looking forward to it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Turkey.
So are you going?
No. Well, I'm not going as a patron. I might go as a driver, though.
Oh, okay.
Apparently,
okay.
There's big money.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So, where
I haven't been to it yet.
No.
You know, yeah.
Well, you should try it.
I'm busy.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I bet it is.
100,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of an insane number. But
they don't need me, so.
A new little city,
yeah,
is forming in the.
Do your kids go? Do your kids go?
Absolutely, yeah. I think my son is going. I don't think my older daughter is going to go this year, but she has a friend who's driving in from Arizona with a RV. They already have an RV location. They have a whole RV like park, basically, and people can rent a spot. And so he's driving his RV in and setting up, and he's going to have quite the party.
Nice. All right.
Week.
Good for them.
So there's so much live music in the South Bay. We don't have to go to the high desert.
We don't need to go to no stinking desert. No.
There's great live music right here, Jackie, right here in the South Bay. And speaking of live music, Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guests this morning are Nick Ariando, Paul Frederick, and Val Peterson, members of the band Big Lucky. Now, Big Lucky will be playing at the Torrance Cultural Arts Center in the Nakano Theater on Friday, April 15th, and Saturday, April 16th. Now, Joe, we have some very accomplished musicians here, so I have quite an intro. Nick Ariando is recognized as a concert artist and composer of international prominence. His performances and compositions contribute immeasurably to raising the status of the accordion through the promotion and presentation of chamber concerts, solo recitals, and orchestra performances. Equally proficient in musical styles ranging from the great classics to modern contemporary, ethnic, and jazz, Nick has won accolades from noted composers, conductors, and musicians alike. He is a member of several composers' organizations and director of the Nick Ariando Chamber Ensemble. Numbered among Nick's professional appearances are many performances for radio and television. His versatility also includes technical expertise on piano and electronic keyboards. Nick received his Master's of Arts degree in performance and composition from Cal State University, Los Angeles. Los Angeles-based Paul Frederick is a composer, third-generation saxophone clarinet player, and prominent bandleader who regularly performs all over the country with Big Lucky. Published by Warner Brothers Alfred Music Publishing, he has composed music for many film, television, industrials, commercials, documentary productions, and the concert hall. His music and saxophone can be heard on Dancing with the Stars, Melrose Place, Laughter on the 23rd Floor, VH1 Behind the Music series, Slap Her, She's French, and Cowboy Up. Additionally, he performed music for HBO's hit shows Curb Your Enthusiasm and Entourage. Movie fans can also hear his sax work on the 30th anniversary Blade Runner soundtrack. Paul was recently commissioned by a major music library to write, arrange, and produce an anthology of music from the 1920s and 30s that features both original compositions and classic songs. The Sessions produced two albums of music that are now available on iTunes. His previous album, Venture Capital Follies of 1929, showcases a 20-piece orchestra playing vintage songs from the Prohibition era. Born in upstate New York, Paul began studying music at the age of 5. He received a degree in film and television scoring from the University of California, Los Angeles, and a Bachelor of Science degree from the State University of New York at Albany, where he specialized in electronic music. He has also studied jazz saxophone improvisation at the Eastman School of Music and conducted composing classes at AFI. Born and raised in Idaho, Val Peterson's professional life began after acquiring a bachelor's degree in vocal performance from Boise State University. Love Boise State! Upon graduation, she worked as a cabaret singer in Montana, eventually migrating to Los Angeles. It's warmer than New York. Val recorded her first solo album, Songs for Miss Lucky. Her songwriting captured the attention of Paul Frederick, and the two established their mutual love of vintage and European music, and Big Lucky was born. The duo was promptly commissioned to create a lexicon of new recordings of obscure song gems from the 1920s. Again, we mentioned it earlier, the Venture Capital Follies in 1929. This project led to a relationship with the production music house, Megatracks, who commissioned Big Lucky for two albums of original music in vintage style, the Big Lucky Hot Jazz Orchestra 1920s and 1930s. These songs have been placed in radio and television spots worldwide. A diverse and cross-cultural artist, Val loves live performance and has sung across the U.S., England, and in Europe. She is the longtime music director at St. Clement's Church in Santa Monica and conducts the folkloric Grupo Arco Iris. She's thrilled to be making her debut at the Torrance Cultural Arts Center with Big Lucky and their longtime collaborator, Nick Ariando. So Val, Nick, Paul, welcome to the program. We are thrilled you could join us this morning.
Thank you.
Howdy.
Thank you, Jackie. Good job with that. That was a mouthful.
As I said, Joe, very accomplished musicians here. Accomplished.
Right.
These aren't people that started out in a garage band, all right?
Didn't everyone start out in a garage band?
Yeah, like fifth grade, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I've been down in my cellar back east practicing in my dad's wine cellar for ages, so I mean, I'm a cellar band now.
Was it soundproof, that cellar? Was it soundproof?
Yeah. Seriously, down in the wine cellar, practicing my hourly days, practicing.
Well, we're gonna get to both the group and some of Nick's music as a solo artist, but Nick, let's start with you. Sure. Let's talk about music when you're starting. How did you start? When did you start? What really prompted you to think about getting into the music, the world of music first, and then ultimately business?
Sure. Originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, my dad was a construction worker, and me and my brother, my older brother, started playing accordion when he was about 7 years old. You know, coming from an Italian family back in Pittsburgh, that was the big thing back then. And he started taking lessons, and as he was studying and practicing, I used to watch him. Mm. And my dad looked at me one day and said, you like that instrument? You like what he's doing? I says, yeah. Yeah, it looks like fun. And I kind of like just fell into it that way. And my dad said, okay, you start playing. He was a very, he was a disciplinarian. He said, you got to start practicing every day, a half hour a day. And he put a time schedule up for me and put a sign up. And he says, fast progress, slow progress makes fast. Slow practice makes fast progress.
Mm.
And then we, that was the beginning right there. And we had a very fine teacher back east. And we continued coming out here. And my studies progressed from then on. But that was how the beginning started.
Where did your dad learn to that phrase, that teaching
technique? I think he picked it up. He had pretty good contacts back east with some really fine. There was a famous accordionist back there, Mario DiNardo, who was on a TV show, and they used to go to the horse races together and stuff like that. he was a real character, and I think he probably gave him that little, because I think it's a great little slogan, isn't it?
Right.
Slow practice makes fast progress.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, in the music, as you're learning music, very, very extremely important to be very, very critical at the beginning and be very patient. Music is great. It teaches you patience. It teaches you how to control yourself, and there's no excuses. You have to find what you do wrong, and you have to learn how to correct it.
Right.
It's,
right.
I think Malcolm Gladwell calls it putting in your 10,000 hours, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, great book. Yep.
Right, Outliers.
Yeah, but it talks about the Beatles, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely. It goes without saying, Val, that you know, today there is a hunger for real music. I mean, artists, and I'm not being facetious, but artists, musical and you know, visual artists, are searching for something that is their own. There's been so much that's been studied. You know, there's the postmodernism, there's post-postmodernism, there's post-post-post-postmodernism. I mean, it's hard to make your way in this world as an artist or a musician. Val, how do you do something new? You do something old.
Wow. Well, when you do something old, the thing about all three of us, I think, especially Paul and I, we can't decide on a style. We love all music. So I think the exciting thing about what we do is everything we hear feeds everything else.
Right.
And so we haven't ever limited ourselves to doing one thing. In my life, I've been lucky enough to sort of take the opportunities that come along and make a living on those. So when a patron that wanted to create her own orchestra, and she was a lover of all things 20s, she flopped a lexicon of old recordings in our lap and said, "Can you do this?" And we looked at each other and went, "Of course we can, absolutely." So we learned everything there was to learn about the way they recorded 20s music back in the day, and the distinct stylistic details of it. And so then just doing that filtered into the music we were already doing, and it changed it a little bit. So I think you learn from who you learn from makes you develop, and then the next generation learns from you. It's right. Kind of
okay. Absolutely. I agree. But Paul, it's easy to say, but how do you make money doing what you really love doing and make it all fit?
Well, we first start by, you know, putting it out there, doing it really well. We went into a big studio, we recorded it, you know, all live, you know, and then we, you know, put out a CD, and then through that, and with our videos, we have people calling us now and say, "Hey, you know, can you perform for us?" So it's like you know, and then it turns into money. So
yeah, it turns into money.
Yeah, by you know, and then we do one gig and they say, "Hey, we like that. Can you do this for us?" And then that turns into money again. So that's how it's.
We try not to think about.
Yeah.
We try not to think of it hourly.
I agree. It's not about hourly, really, isn't it? It's about the enjoyment and, enjoying what you're doing. You know, life is a long process, and no one gets out of here alive. So if you enjoy every minute, you've won. You won the game. Nick, tell us about the accordion.
The accordion is a fascinating instrument. The average person really doesn't – it's hard to realize what the complications of this instrument. Number one, the instrument is very, very, very difficult to master, because I'm a pianist. And if I would have spent as much time on the piano as I had on the accordion, I would be the virtuoso artist of today, the next classical master star. But I'm doing that on the accordion because that's my love and my dedication to that instrument. The accordion, the reason why it's so complicated is because there's too many things to do on it. And you have to control the left hand independently from the right hand. You have to control the bellows, and actually that's the heart of the instrument. That's the voice. That's the bowing, like on a violin or a string instrument, or the blowing on the wind instrument. That is the heart and soul of the instrument, and you have to have everything down so refined and so sure of yourself that when you're up there playing, the instrument really, it's best that the instrument can play itself, and you're there just controlling it at your leisure, and it's like a conductor conducting an orchestra, because that's really what it is. It's a complete orchestra. And the accordion goes back. It's not a very, very old instrument.
Right.
It's around the mid-1800s, it started out. Someone started playing around with it in Europe, okay? They started saying, okay, let's put these bellows here, and let's add a note on the left and add a note on the right. But you see, it really comes back, it dates back to the Renaissance period where there were the bellows, they had the bellows instruments like the portative, you would pump the pedals and there were bellows inside, or they had in the medieval times, they had bellows in between these, a right-hand keyboard that they would play at funerals and weddings or ceremonies in the church. So, or the Bible Regal, you're probably familiar with this if you go back in history, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so the accordion has relationships that go way back, but then they started piecing it together in the mid-1800s, and then before you know it, we have the modern accordion. Actually, the accordion came into its fullest, even though it was a little crude, it was still around the early 1900s that started developing more and more.
Yeah.
But, at that same time, during that time, there was a concertina that was being developed. There was the bandoneon that was being developed, which is the Argentinian accordion. And each country was developing its own version of the accordion, some with buttons, some with keys, some with piano keys. So I'm just giving you a very quick overall...
If the listener is thinking to themselves, "Oh yeah, the accordion. Of course, I know that." What could they think of as a precursor to the accordion? What came before it?
That's a good question, because I really wonder myself. It's not like a violin or a string or a percussion, whatever. They had other precursors or whatever. The accordion is basically the accordion. I don't really know what do you think? What would you think it would be? What would you think of?
Well,
the organ.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's okay, but see, the organ is really the organ does have relation to, but the pipes, there are maybe reeds. See, the accordion is a reed instrument.
Yeah,
it's not a pipe sound at all. And there are reeds inside of the accordion, multiple reeds, hundreds of reeds. And then the bellows inside of the organ, the only thing I can think of is electronically the organ pumps the air, which pumps air through the pipes.
Right, right.
So I don't really know if people would think of the organ as a precursor of the accordion. That's the only thing, even though there's some similarities.
No, I think average person wouldn't. But that's the thing. It's fascinating to think about the sort of history of instruments, and you know the piano forte is really a direct descendant of the harpsichord or the clavichord.
That's correct, right? But you could actually say the organ in a way, because the organ is an instrument that provides pumping of air through pipes. Just like the accordion is an instrument, a reed instrument that provides air pumping through the reeds, and for that instrument too. So there's a relationship there. And also the organ is a complete self-contained instrument within itself, very orchestral on its own, like an accordion. So that's a good analogy there.
I think some people who have tuned in, they might think, what is this? Is this a music history show or a show? What's going on here? No, Val, we're gonna play some music. That's what we're gonna do. And I'd love to ask you where the best bars in Boise are, but instead of that, right now, I'm gonna ask you. We have a few pieces of music to play. Pick one that we have and tell us about it. We have That Man's Cologne, Love Still Free, and Latin Dream. Tell us about it.
How do I pick three very dear loves? well, Paul's a prolific and wonderful songwriter, so I'll start with, and I didn't work on Latin Dreams, but I very much appreciate it. So let's save that one for a little while later. But the first two that you mentioned, That Man's Cologne and Love Still Free, are on our Big Lucky Hot Jazz albums. And That Man's Cologne was fun because we wrote it in English, and when we were listening to it, we saw the similarities between what they were doing in Paris and, you know, hot jazz in Paris at that same era. So we went back and commissioned some French lyrics written for it. So that song you can get in both languages, and it's just basically the classic story of being attracted to the wrong darn guy. So let's go to that one. I love that song.
That Man's Cologne, inspired by Club de Hot. Here we go.
Thank you.
Every great song has a backbone. The backbone being in this something very fundamental that, you know, smells are memory and bring back times and places and people. And his cologne drives you crazy, doesn't he? Doesn't it, Val?
Oh, we'll talk sometimes.
So what are your earliest memories, Val, of wanting to do music, wanting to perform? Because it's so important today. You know, lots of musicians, famous and otherwise, are talking a great deal about music education and how important it is to have music education in the schools. What are your earliest memories?
Well, as I said, I'm from Idaho, and it has turned out in my life that I got an amazing music education. I grew up in a very fortunate time when everybody took music. They taught us music from first grade up. Everybody was involved in music always, and I don't think it's that way anymore. Mm. But I'm from very humble beginnings. My mother, when I was very little, she had two or three jobs, and she would have to take me with her because I was the youngest. So one of those jobs was cleaning a honky-tonk bar in Twin Falls, Idaho. And I would be there right near closing, so all the very committed drunks would still be there. And she would put me on top of the jukebox, and she would finish her work, and they would put quarters in the jukebox, and I would sing along with it. So
right.
I would get tips that way. She would give me money, and I was really little, and I knew all those country songs, all of them. I still know them. I think you can't get that stuff you learn when you're little out of your head. So,
right.
So I love to sing, and so I was singing. I just think I was born singing. I love it, and I had a lot of experience with it. Choir singing. I went to school on a full ride scholarship to Boise State. I did a lot of touring of Britain as a college student. And, you know, with choral and orchestral
right.
setting. And, you know, Nick has a classical background as well. So
right.
I've sung a lot of different kinds of music. So
it's important, I think, for young people to hear that it isn't a straight line, you know, either from where you are to success or where you are to being famous. There's a lot of detours along the way. And it's a very, very important, right?
Very true.
It's my personal feeling that if you're only doing it for fame, you should pick another career. I really love this life, and I'm not famous yet, but I wouldn't be doing anything else.
Right.
And I think I can speak for all three of us that way. I mean, when you hear Nick play on Friday, it's very transcendent watching him do his thing on the accordion. Paul and I, you know,
yeah,
we can't be objective about our band. We really love vintage music.
This is going to be an amazing experience at the Torrance Cultural Arts Center. Jackie, is that the Nakano Theater?
It's the Nakano Theater, and
right.
this is like the small tables you sit at. It's like a cabaret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Have you played there before? Has Big Lucky played the Nakano before?
No.
This is our debut.
Debut, yep.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah, it's an amazing venue, and you know, we're gonna get some people out.
We're gonna hit Chris up for tickets.
Well, that's a given. Paul, I want you to introduce another song, but I also want you to give a little resume. What first, your first memory of saying, I think I want to do music?
First memory is here. See, my family was all very musical. My grandfather played on the first, you know, radio show, and he toured before actually there was even radios. During like the, he started with his first thing. He did Paul Whiteman. He opened for Paul Whiteman like 1929, and so I grew up every Sunday when we had dinner afterwards. It would end up being everyone in the family played something. Would end up being, you know, a jam session.
Yeah.
So when I'm like, you know, when you're 4 years old and everyone else is playing, you're like, you know, I want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
So that made me, you know, God, I got to learn an instrument.
Right.
So then I started piano and I segued into the woodwinds, you know, the saxophone and clarinet.
Yeah.
When I was single digits. So that's kind of how it inspired me to, it was there. So.
Right.
You know, you were surrounded by it.
Yeah, so just it was like by learned by, you know, the elders. You know, here it is done, and okay, great. I want to do this. So,
I think it would be amazing to grow up in a musical family. You know? that is amazing. But Joe, you know, the hour is flying. We need to get in our commercial and our station break.
Oh
yes. Well, I guess. Let's talk about music. That's what we're talking about. Big Lucky. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a show with Big Lucky, Nick Ariando, Paul Frederick, and Val Peterson. And we're going to be back with them and listen to some more music. And they're going to be performing at the Torrance Cultural Arts Center soon. And we're going to tell you all about that in just a moment. So stick with us. We also want you to, if you have a question or comment, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. If you have a comment or question, we'd love to have you. And we'd also like to thank a sponsor. I just have to find the sponsor spot.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
All right, we're back. Nick, we have a piece of music. I want to get to that one now. That it really is like conducting. I've seen the YouTube video, and it's like seeing you conducting an orchestra. Tell us about that experience of playing the accordion and also conducting the other performers, and then tell us a little bit about this piece, Malagueña.
Yeah, by the way, when you do play Malagueña, I don't want to take up all of your time on this program, so maybe you might want to start in maybe about after a minute and a half, because the piece goes on, it grows and grows. It's you know, it's a big production numbers, and it I think it's like about 6 minutes long or whatever. So you can start it in maybe a minute and a half, and then die away where you think you've had enough to go by. Anyway,
tell us about
a lot of my solo pieces, or if I orchestrate them with orchestra, but this is solo. I get to the point where, you know, you have so much control and abilities over the years and years and years of studying and practicing that you're free to express on the instrument how you need. So what I've taught myself to almost take myself away from the instrument while I'm playing, if you can imagine, and listen to myself out in the audience or as an audience member, and I'm sort of conducting myself just freely in my within my own, like an out-of-body experience, you could say, if I could say that humbly. So it's a matter of just playing and letting the music express itself freely to the audience.
Right. Now, if you'd really like me to play like the back half of the...
Yeah, middle, and you can fade in and fade out, whatever timing you have that's appropriate.
Yeah. I don't have that capability. Maybe I could come back to it. Or we'll just start with the front piece.
You know,
it's very interesting.
Whatever you'll hear things, and then you can come back to it again. Good idea.
Okay. All right. Well, Malagueña.
Malagueña by Ernesto Lecuona, Nick Arriondo. Because I write everything I play is either my composition or my arrangement or my compositional concepts within the arrangement as well.
Okay. Here we go. Malagueña.
Olay.
Up.
Thank you for playing it all the way through. Hopefully, I'm eating up time on your show.
No, look, Nick. Do you know the name Tommy Emmanuel? Do you know that name?
Rami Emmanuel.
No, Tommy.
I thought you meant the mayor over there, or the governor.
Yeah.
Tommy Emmanuel or Tommy Gumina?
Tommy Emmanuel is a
guitar player.
Guitar player from Australia. He grew up in a time when, you know, he grew up from a small town. He'd never seen a musician play an instrument, and then somehow his dad got him a guitar. And he thought all the sounds came from one instrument. So he plays guitar in a way that sounds like a drum and a bass and a guitar and timpani, and it's...
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
I highly recommend it. You will understand why I think you and Tommy Emmanuel have a lot in common. Bottom line is talk about virtuosic. Yeah, that's amazing. That I've never heard an accordion do that.
An accordion really is a fascinating instrument. You just have to spend a great deal of time with it in order to find out its little secrets behind those bellows.
Is that what we're going to hear at the Torrance Cultural Arts Center?
Yeah, I'll be playing Malaguena, but by the way, I do play a lot of French and 30s and things like that, but that'll be one of my solos. And then the rest of the concert, I'll be playing after my featured performances. I'll be performing with Big Lucky on piano, which I love to play piano as well, and playing with these guys is a real joy and a treat. And I tell you, we've got some incredible music that's being played with Big Lucky and the quintet, quartet, and Valerie and Paul will tell you about the other guys in the band, or where we have a great group there.
Well, Paul, introduce some band members and then give me a lead in to one of these other songs, Love Still Free or Latin Dream.
Okay. The other two people that will be playing with us is a bass player named Robbie Knipstra, and then also a drummer percussionist called Mark Sanfilippo. Mm. And they make up the whole band for the concert. The piece, just to show you, you know, how the variety of stuff that would be at this concert, I would say the Latin Dream, it's a samba, if we could play that one. It's a samba with like a cool jazz influence, like the people like Stan Getz. So it's a saxophone featured piece that I wrote and recorded, and now it's being distributed to the film and television community.
Hey.
If you could play some of that, Latin Dreams, you get an idea of, it's like music of the like earlier late 60s, that's like the most influenced time, or late 50s, where you combine jazz and South American music is what it is.
Right. And you guys are going to be performing, what's the date, Jackie?
April 15th and April 16th, that's tomorrow and Saturday, Friday and Saturday nights at the Nakano Theater at the Torrance Cultural Arts Center.
All right, tomorrow and Saturday nights, big time at the Nakano Theater.
Big Lucky.
Big Lucky, big time.
Big time with Big Lucky.
Latin Dream.
Yes.
That gives you a good flavor of that type of music. Will you be playing Latin Dreams specifically?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll be performing that over the weekend. Yep.
Awesome. And we have another piece. I want to save time for that one, but also tell us about what it's like, you know, in the music business today. How is it going?
Good. It's a, you know, like most things, it keeps evolving and it keeps changing. And, you know, you have to kind of go with the flow.
Right.
And right now, you know, technology is amazing. You know, we have like, you know, we can have videos. You could market to the world by the internet.
Right.
That's pretty amazing how this has evolved. But go on. I'm sorry.
Look, do you have a well-developed strategy for other countries? Because as you may know, movies may do, let's say, huge box office. They do, $50 million in the U.S. Well, they do $300 million in the rest of the world. The international market for movies is out of sight, as the middle class in India, the BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, begin to have money and want entertainment. Have you been able to do that? Some of that in other countries?
Yeah, we have a company places there. So our stuff has been placed in England, in Australia, and Brazil. Yeah, Valerie can help with this. We are being marketed. I think even in Japan, I think we had a couple of cuts that were used in a project in Japan. So yeah, and then lots of places in Europe also.
Right.
You know, everywhere pretty much in Europe, our music has been placed on a variety of either TV or film productions. So yeah, we're well aware of the size of the market outside of America. Thank you.
Where can people hear about Big Lucky? What's your website? That kind of stuff.
It's a Big Lucky Band. .com. You go there and you can click and you can find videos. You can buy 3 different albums digitally download. We also, if you go to CD Baby and our venture capital follows in 1929, we can send you an actual physical CD, which is made to look like a 78. We also will be selling CDs. Nick's selling and we will be also selling our CDs at the concert too.
Okay.
So they can buy it at 2 different places. 3 different places, or all over the world with the web. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, we have had guests from unfortunately, theater of war in Afghanistan, and from France, and other places. Because of course, Skype is global, and of course, music is global. We have another piece, but Jackie, is there any other business you'd like to do first?
No, you got out the contact information. Everybody knows that Big Lucky will be playing at the Nakano Theater at the Torrance Cultural Arts Center tomorrow night and Saturday. That's April 15th and 16th. I don't know if there are still tickets available, so you should definitely check out their website or give them a call.
But we're connected, right, Jackie?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, we're connected. Yeah.
TorrenceArts.org.
Yes.
.org. Okay, there are still tickets left, ladies and gentlemen. And tell us, Val, tell us a little bit about...
we're about to run out of time.
Well, we're going to go out on Love's Still Free. Val, tell us about this.
Come to that concert because you're going to hear an overview of several languages, several, eras. Love Still Free is one of our favorites from our 20s album. It was written in the style. I don't even want to say that. It's its own thing. You'll love it. It's about what's really important in life.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you lovers of the 20s, it's the 20s theme?
Yes, 20s.
20s theme. Here you go. Love's Still Free. BigLuckyBand.com. Now, Nick, is there a separate website or contact information that you can give for people that want to hear more from you as a performer?
Sure. They just go over to www.nickariando.com because I have my publishing and all of that set up also. And they can, from that homepage, they can go to Facebook and they can go to YouTube and they can see my my recording, Trilucences, it's available on CD Baby as well.
Now, Nick, there's a lot of Italians out there, but some of them can't spell Ariando. So,
thank you for mentioning. Yeah, yeah, it's A. It can be easily misspelled. It's A-R-I-O-N as in Nick, D as in door, O.
NickAriando.com.
Perfect.
For all of those Italian challenged out there. And
thank you all for waking me up because I really enjoy being on the program today.
Thank you for joining us. And I have to tell you that the correspondence between what you do with the accordion and what Tommy Emmanuel does with the guitar. I've seen him in concert twice in my life.
Oh, great. What an honor. Thank you.
It was transformative. Transformative. I'm telling you, people come from thousands of miles to his concerts to see him perform. All the greats of guitar have said he is the greatest guitarist alive. That's what
great
they
compliment.
Say.
Great compliment. Thank you so
much. You're very welcome. Well, you said you focused on the accordion. You made it, you know, your focus and it shows. So thank you very much for joining us, Nick Ariando, today. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And Paul and Val, we're going to see you and Nick as well. Thank you very much for joining us today, Paul.
Thank you for hosting us.
It was awesome. We love your music. And everybody, tomorrow night and Saturday night at the Nakano Theater in Torrance, don't miss it, torrancearts.org. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right, that's our show for today. And, of course, tomorrow is the big day, my favorite day.
Friday. Right?
No, tax day. Tax day, okay, here we go. Why is it your favorite day, Joe? Because I already did my taxes.
Good for you.
I can sit around and watch the news and all those people, like, driving to the airport at, like, 11:59 because they're panicked, you know? Mm-hmm. And then they remember, oh, well, we've got till Monday. Okay.
That's right. That's right.
All right. That's our show. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Paul, Bell?
Yep.
Okay, we'll see you guys at 12, huh?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Good deal. All right.